I am thankful that I live in Alberta, Canada, and not in America. Canada is not perfect, no country is, but it ranks in the top 10 in the world every year for its democratic institutions, healthcare, education, welfare of its citizens, public education, environment, political stability, etc. However, my ex-country, the U.S., has been rocked by one political controversy after another. One conspiracy theory after another. One vote recount vote after another, and continuous battles over control of the U.S. Congress. Some folks would lead us to believe that we can bury our heads in the sands, and the problems would go away, and some folks would lead us to believe that we can pray our problems away. However, I am of the beliefs that we need to keep informed about the issues that affect our province and our country so that we don't let our politicians get away with implementing laws which may ruin our province or our country. Below are some issues that I should be addressed by popular vote, referendums, since too many of them are too important to be left up to politicians. We should not allow our universal healthcare system to be undermined by some of our politicians who would like us to believe that private healthcare is more efficient and less costly than our present system. If that situation were the case, how come Americans' private healthcare system is more costly and less efficient than the universal healthcare systems in Western Europe, Australia, New Zealand, etc.? We should be pumping more money into our system, not into private healthcare. If folks want private healthcare, or private schools, or private energy companies, they should pay for them themselves. Stop subsidizing private businesses at the expense of public services. Of course, some folks, including some politicians, know that there is gold in them hills by going private. Just look at the healthcare system in the States, where a $3 trillion-plus cottage industry benefits private doctors, hospitals, clinics, insurance companies, pharmaceutical companies, and the lawyers who defend them. A system where millions of Americans are excluded from receiving adequate healthcare, and where 60% of all bankruptcies are attributed to healthcare costs. We should be asking our new premier how much her new government is costing the taxpayers. How much does each MLA earn, plus per diem allowances? How much does each cabinet minister earn above their base MLA salary? How much for each staff member in their office, etc.? After all, our politicians want the public to know about teachers and doctors, so we should know how much our top public servants, elected officials, make. We should also have referendums on the introduction of a provincial police force, or the establishment of a provincial pension fund, or the funding of private schools, etc. Unless our politicians can prove that putting money into any private business, private schools, private healthcare, private energy companies, etc., are a necessity to our society such as we did during the Second World War when we subsidized companies that produced military equipment. The public should have a vote on the introduction of any new curriculum proposals by our politicians, such as the one being floated by our education minister. Do we want American-style education introduced in our province? If America's education system is so good, how come it is behind Canada, the Western Europeans, Japan, and China in the four core subjects, math, science, social studies, history, and language arts? Why are American companies and universities hiring foreigners instead? The public should vote on any new measures that would allow for the introduction of American-style gun laws, open carry, concealed weapons permits, sale and ownership of military weapons such as assault rifles, bump stocks, etc. Do we want gun-toting people, such as we see in some red states, openly walking around in public? Will new provincial gun laws make us safer? If that were the case, America would be the safest country on earth. Unfortunately, that is not the case since the U.S. suffers nearly 2 mass shootings per day, with at least 4 or more people killed or wounded per incident. No place is safe in the States, not in schools, shopping malls, concerts, athletic events, weddings, funerals, highways, churches, etc. How come most Western countries, such as Australia, New Zealand, Sweden, Norway, etc., aren't plagued by the gun violence that we see in the States? Don't let the gun lobby use the argument that registration of guns will lead to the demise of our democracy. Why? Do we register to vote? Do we register our cars? Our businesses? Are we required to obtain insurances and licenses for our vehicles? Does Oz register our vaccine records? Are we not registered when we obtain a passport? or when we fly commercial airlines or board cruise ships. We should be allowed to vote on issues that lead to the breakup of Canada. Should we allow a minority of people to decide the future of our province and our country? George Thatcher, Olds.